It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And, you know, the weather is starting to turn. We might get some decent weather this weekend. And the ice is coming off the lakes, and that means it's time for them to start stocking. They're stocking some of the lakes. They're stocking some of the community ponds, those kinds of things. They've got a really cool fly fishing clinic that's going to be coming up, and we'll talk about that. Hit up a few other things that have been going on down there at the DWR. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Like I said, I love it when you come in and we get this information because it helps me out too. Kind of helps me try and plan what I'm going to do maybe for the weekend. So let's start off with the fact that everybody can feel it. It is spring. The weather's starting to turn a little bit, and you guys have started stocking for fish.
Yeah, that's correct. As the ice is starting to come off, our hatchery folks are going out and about across the region, and we're starting to plant some of our fishable water bodies with trout and other such fish. Getting ready for the public to get out this spring and enjoy themselves.
And you said you haven't been able to get to the some of the upper elevation lakes because obviously the ice is probably still on them, but the lower ones are getting stocked and they're starting to be stocked, plus the community ponds are as well, you were saying.
Yeah, that's correct. So here we've got the community pond over at the fairgrounds. We've got Gelati Pond and Helper. We've got Night Ideal out in Wellington. These haven't been opened up yet or stocked yet, but we're really hoping to get them stocked within the next couple of weeks. And the different cities will be opening up the gates. So get your fishing licenses and get ready to go catch
some
fish.
Get ready to go. And then another thing that we were talking about before we came in here, and, you know, this one has always fascinated me. I've tried my hand at it. I'm not very good. But let's talk. You're going to have a fly fishing clinic coming up. And what is the date of that going to be? Is it going to be in April?
Yeah, April 23rd at our Price office, the Division of Natural Resource office. We're going to be having our fly fishing clinic, and this is something that really excites me because I do like to fly fish, and we actually have our resident fly fishing expert who's going to be coming out from the community to help teach us how to get into it, what techniques to do, and we'll actually spend the afternoon over at the Carbon County Pond fly fishing and testing it out.
So you were saying that it's going to start at the classroom there, and then you'll move to the community pond and get some hands-on experience there. The thing about this, though, is you've got to put a limit on it, you were saying.
Yeah, we're going to cap it around 30 people, and we're putting this up online for people to register at eventbrite.com, and it should be uploaded probably by the first of next week or the middle of next week, so keep your eyes peeled if you don't see it yet. And we're really excited to get people out and get out fly fishing.
And really, it's a fun sport. Like I said, it's one of those things that you can enjoy even if you're not good at.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to catch a fish to enjoy fly fishing.
That's right. There's nothing better than standing in the middle of a creek or a river and just it's quiet and it's really, you know, it's very calming. And plus, the action, it's pretty good, too, because you're not just throwing it out there and letting it go. You're constantly in motion. So it's a lot of fun, and they've got that coming up on April 23rd. Now let's kind of clean up a few things. You said you guys had a meeting, and they made, I believe it was last session, not the session that they just ended, but the session before, they made the rules on the trail cam rules. Was that what that was?
Yeah, so the Wildlife Board revisited their decision to enforce new laws around trail cameras, so remote trail camera sensoring for wildlife, and this is particularly during the hunting season. So they chose to maintain their previous decision, which is to ban all trail cameras for hunting purposes during the hunt season, beginning in July and working through the end of the calendar year.
So they went back, looked at it again, and they're just deciding they're going to stick with that one and it's going to stay.
Yeah,
so,
no changes.
All right, so we've got that one. And then you said that you guys have a lot of fun things that are planned that are coming up a little bit later in the spring and into the summer months. Can we talk about a couple of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So towards the end of April and then getting into May, we're excited to be hosting a lot of different educational activities. Some of them are focused on eagles and bird watching. We've got our National Migratory Bird Day in May. We're going to be holding an event down in Moab for that. We're also going to be doing some youth hunting clinics coming on up. So we're going to have a busy spring. I hope to be back here and give you some more information as we get closer.
And the best place to do that is just keep an eye on your guys' website, and that'll all pop up there.
That's
or
right.
Or Eventbrite would be the other
Eventbrite.com.
All right, before we go, we were talking before we came in about a study you guys are doing and getting ready for down at Recapture right around Blanding. And what is all this going to entail? It has to do with introducing, I guess I should say, is it tiger muskies to that lake there?
That's right. We have a population of northern pike down at Recapture Reservoir, which is near Monticello and Blanding. And we're using this regional body of water to help propagate a tiger muskie population. So tiger muskies are a hybrid species that prey on non-desirable fish that get into some of our other bodies of water. So we're going to be using Recapture regionally to take tiger muskies throughout the state to help control chub populations and other non-desirable fish. So it's pretty exciting for us.
And this is something that you guys have done in the past. You did it up in Schofield, and how's it working out up in Schofield?
It works great. So these predatory fish are pretty much sterile, and they are able to consume, again, those populous non-desirable fish, and then we can go back in later and stock the water body with desirable fish like trout.
Oh, all right. Well, Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources, thank you for coming in today. Appreciate the time. And once again, keep an eye on their website and on Eventbrite to see what's going on. It's the best way to do that. And of course, if we have the information, we'll pass it along to you here. Aaron, thanks so much for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.